This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Now don't tell me who you are. Let me guess. You're Doug.
Why, yeah. That's true.
And you're bashful.
Oh, he's bashful. There you go, Snow White. That's from the original.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
When they had the real dwarfs.
Yep,
you know,
yeah.
They didn't use that CGI crap.
Oh my God.
That they're using today, you know? All right, on the line, straight from Tampa, Florida.
Yeah.
A friend of mine for the past 30 years. The one and only Dave the Dwarf.
Dave the Dwarf.
Dave!
He might be licking up. Hey, Dave.
Oh, what's up, man?
How you doing, Dave?
I'm trying to sober up. I had to work last night.
By the way, let me inform Jamie of something, because Dave, you know, Dave doesn't do anything for free, okay? He goes out to the strip club to make some money, right? You know? They stuff a dollar or two in his short pants.
What does he do? Is he a stripper?
No, he's an MC.
Oh, okay.
He's an MC out there. He just makes the party happen.
Oh, gotcha.
Right?
Nice. I paid the amateur stripper contest.
Oh, he hosts that. Oh,
amateurs,
nice.
Man. And you've been doing that for 27 years, Dave. You've seen a seen a lot of amateur boobs.
I've smashed my share of Snow White. I know that.
Wow.
I've smashed my share. Wow. All right, Dave, listen. And I'm going to tell Jamie this, too, and I'm not going to say how much. I paid Dave yesterday for his appearance
today.
You
did not?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because Dave makes money, and
right.
I don't want the guy to do it for free.
No,
so I literally, did I not, Dave?
Yes, you did. And you know why? Because a man's got to know his limitations. It's not like I can make money putting a basketball through a hoop or pole vaulting. I try to make my job entertaining and acting. But then they only use jerks for the damn movie, man.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to that.
Guy's getting fired up. Now
Jamie asked you the questions on the movie, because I feel like if I do it, that it feels like that it's all set up, okay? And so Jamie's not gone through this with you, so you're talking to Jamie now, okay?
You're upset because why?
Because they didn't use any jerks. I mean, none.
Dave, you okay?
You know, you guys saw that movie Nutty Professor, right? Eddie Murphy played all the characters. Hell, I could have played all seven dwarfs. and added a couple. I could have been the you know how they have the like Bonanza, the Lost episode. Could have been the Lost episode Dwarf Horny.
Yeah, drill 40. No, Dave, settle down. Settle down, Dave. Okay. I'm serious now. Listen to
obviously
me.
Obviously not. I don't think he could play bashful.
No, definitely not.
He's grumpy for sure.
I can play dopey, though.
Yep,
dopey.
Yep.
All right, Dave, here's the thing. Snow White, they wanted to be more politically correct, so they didn't want to use dwarves, and they wanted to CGI it instead. Instead of putting people like you to work in Hollywood, and there are plenty of people out there that could play the roles, right?
Yeah,
seven people.
Seven. Yeah, seven people. Hey, yeah. Dave. Hey, Dave. How much did you drink last night?
Oh man, my contract, my bar tab is $150.
Nice.
And, you know, I feel like if I don't drink at all, I'm leaving money on the table. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Did you tell our producer that a stripper just left your apartment or house or whatever?
I told her I got something to do at 9, man. You gotta get.
Okay.
I gave her a jerky style t-shirt, though, for trouble.
Well, that was nice.
That's nice. You handed out free t-shirts from your front door. That's pretty cool there, Dave. Yeah. I mean, you're an entrepreneur. There's no doubt about that. The guy knows how to make money.
Yeah. He hustles.
Yeah, he does. I got a great story with Dave the Dwarf. And Dave, you can finish this for me. Remember the time you went to the Indiana State Fair and you went into that tent to see that guy?
Yeah.
All right. Tell the story. All right. Here we go.
Well, you know, back then, I don't know what it was, a dollar or something. He's the shortest man in the world for a dollar. And I'm 3'2", even for a dwarf, I'm short. And I went in there, and that dude, man, he had 4 or 5 inches on me, man. I'm like, you ain't the shortest dwarf. Man, get out of here. You're running up right by my gig, man. I'm like, hey, I paid my dollar. I'm standing right here. I'm the shortest dwarf.
Dave goes into the tent of the world's shortest man, and Dave's shorter. Yeah. And they threw him out.
Well, yeah, because, like you said, you're running my gig.
Yeah. Guy had a scam going on.
Right?
DJ, remember when Mini-Me came to our studio, and he was acting like he was all that and better than me and stuff. And remember what I said?
Yeah.
Because he's 6 inches shorter than me. He's 2'8". I said he's just mad because I got 6 inches on him and I'm taller.
So
and I'm taller.
Wait, Mini-Me the what's his name?
Vern
Troyer.
Vern.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like he would have been a very. I know he passed away, right?
But he was angry.
Yeah, he didn't seem very.
He was not very nice, was he, Dave?
No, and you know how he passed away? Alcohol poisoning. If he would have hung with me, I'd have taught his ass how to drink.
All right, Dave, we got to go, Dave. All right? I think that,
the time's up.
Yeah. I didn't pay you enough to stay on longer, okay? Yeah. All right. All right.
I'm going to bed, man.
All right, you go to bed.
Good night.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, and we'll talk to you real soon, Dave. Hey, Dave, maybe one year I'll bring you in to be on our float and be our leprechaun in the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Hey, man, just all you got to do is call, man.
Okay. All right.
I don't know how that goes.
Stand by.
I don't know.
We'll work it out.
We'll work it out. Just play along.
Okay.
I don't know.
Right. Just make sure you got a couple bottles of Patron in the contract, man.
All right.
No problem, Dave. We got you covered. We'll get with Apple Jack's Liquor. We'll make sure you're taken care of, okay? All right, Dave, have a great day, and thank you for coming on this morning.
All right, man. You too. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Okay, bye, Dave.
I love
Dave.
You, buddy. I love
Dave,
you.
Dave, everybody.
Dave,
right.
Love
right. Right. You too, bro.
I love you too, everybody.
Boy, that is, Ben, an action-packed 3'2" guy.
All I know is that Schmidel came in and he goes, all right, so Dave is on line 3 and he's on hold, ready to go. And I go, why are you laughing, Schmidel? And he goes, well, he said, man, I'm still drunk. And then Schmidel goes, okay, well, you know, we'll only have you on for a couple minutes. And he goes, yeah, some stripper just left my house.
I'm just impressed that he gets a $150 bar tab.
I know, that
night.
Is impressive.
Wow.
Yeah. He's an entrepreneur.
He is. Wow.
The guy makes
good for
money.
Dave.
All right. Jonas Brothers tickets next.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.